Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, May 25th, 2015. That is Memorial Day, of course, the day that we pause to remember. We remember those who went forth to save the world, especially those who did not come back alive. This is a very important Memorial Day because 2015 is the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. This is certainly the last opportunity to remember many of the veterans of that conflict. As more die each day, the fact seems lost on many of our leaders. The Memorial Day tweet of the Democrat Party was a picture of President Obama eating ice cream. That's Memorial Day to them, I guess. Last week, President Obama gave his Memorial Day speech at the Coast Guard Academy. He told the future Coast Guard officers that climate change causes all the problems. Climate change causes all the problems that they will face out there in their duties. He is unable to address these problems, but climate change causes them, including Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. But we pause to remember, especially those who went forth to save the world from Nazism and from Japanese imperialism. They more and more they die each day. But today is a chance to remember them. I hope you get an opportunity to do that. Now, a writer that I admire and read faithfully wrote a Memorial Day column entitled, "Memorial Day is a Hoax." He's wrong, I think. He's wrong to write that column. But nevertheless, I want to discuss a few words from it. That man is Paul Craig Roberts. Many of you know him and read his stuff, too. He says in his column, quote, "Memorial Day commemorates soldiers killed in war. We are told that the war dead died for us and our freedom. U.S. Marine General Smedley Butler challenged this view. He said that our soldiers died for the profits of the bankers, Wall Street, Standard Oil, and United Fruit Company." Here's an excerpt. He goes on to give some words from Smedley Butler's famous War as a Racket little booklet that he wrote. But Mr. Roberts, continuing after that quote, says, "Most American soldiers died fighting foes who posed no threat to the United States. Our soldiers died for secret agendas of which they knew nothing. Capitalists hid their self-interest behind the flag, and our boys died for the 1%'s bottom line." Well, that may be true. It could be true. Maybe it is true, but not today. Today, to tell a mother, father, brother, sister, that their loved one died for such things is unnecessarily cruel. It is not necessary to do that today. Tomorrow would be a fine time to discuss those issues. Today we pause to remember those who died fighting to save the world, as I said, from Nazism, from Japanese militarism, from communism, and militant Islam. It is very true that the ruling elite is good at creating the conditions that make war inevitable. Then they profit from it. For example, we have evidence that Hillary Clinton's emails that the U.S. and others created ISIS to help the power elite overthrow the Assad regime in Syria. Maybe that's true. I don't know. Maybe it is. But nevertheless, there is the Islamic State right in front of us. What do we do with them now? More war dead in our future, perhaps. Who financed Hitler? How did an obscure corporal in the Austrian army become Chancellor of Germany in only 14 years? Well, those are good questions. Those are legitimate questions that should be answered, but not today. Today, we pause and remember those who go forth from their farms, from their factories, from their gas stations, and other places to save the world. Many don't come back. That is what we remember today, folks. At least that's the way I see it. Till next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.